There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. Yeah, it is Follow the Money. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino as always. One hell of a show on tap today. Eddie Olczyk on game number 5 of the Stanley Cup Final coming up in 45 minutes. Sean Devaney covers the NBA. We'll talk all draft with him coming up in an hour. And then a really cool guest back into the show today, Eric Sherwood, who was a pit boss and a dealer for a long, long time. His new book is out, and he has unbelievable stories about working in the casino business for a long, long time. But, Paulie, last night's event, actually the entire day, hell, the entire week, was capped off by truly something that I don't even know that we have a comp for, an analogy. I'll try to spit one out here in a little bit to see if it lands at all, but for that to actually pay off last night and for Paolo Banchero to hit and go number one overall after the day that we had leading into that event, and I don't know if people saw this or not. Later on in the first round, when Banchero came on ESPN in the set, they asked him flat out, when did you know? And he explained that 5 minutes before Orlando made the pick, he had no idea what was going to happen. He said it on national TV, and he said then about 20 to 30 seconds before Silver made his announcement, that's when my agent looked at me and said, congratulations. He goes, what do you mean? I'm going number one? 20 to 30 seconds before the pick, Banchero knew he was going to be the guy.
Why was there the need to keep the secret? Just number one, they can keep a secret. Great job, Orlando.
Yes, they can.
And Woj got one wrong. But once Woj tweeted out about an hour before the draft, okay, now this is going to happen. Then school was out. But that was interesting why they decided to keep it a secret for so long and not tip their hand, because you have the number one pick, whether you thought it was going to be a trade or you could get something else with number three. I thought it was, you know, the need, why we feel the need to do that. But it was a good tweet about all the draft, the pre-draft stuff and the BS and throwing people off the scent. They certainly did that. I mean, that was an incredible job by Orlando to to not tell anybody. And there was people, several people who went to the combine, and the whole talk at the combine was Jabari. And you couldn't even make a case for Chet. It was all Jabari. And like Jay Billis Wednesday, oh, it's going to be Jabari. And everyone who covers the league, Jabari. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one had this. In terms of guys who cover the league and talk to people who work in the league.
Well, look at the power overall that Woj has when he sends out one simple tweet. And he did it live when we were on the air yesterday around 5:45 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday is when he said, it's firm. This is absolutely getting firmer that the 1-2-3 will be Jabari, Chet, then Banchero, and the betting markets got completely out of whack. When he did that and released it, books, first of all, when we were live on the air, took picks 1, 2, and 3 for the most part off the board completely. And then when they reposted, Jabari Smith was minus 10,000. And then it started to recalibrate a little bit. He went from that to minus 6,000 to minus $7. This is a little bit after our show ended yesterday. Then all the way down to 550, 420, 380, 175. At one point, he was minus 135. Banchero was even money then. And then he bounced back up to 420 and 650. That was 90 minutes before the draft. Then Woj tweets that and said, I turned on the draft last night at about 4:30 out here. Literally the first words out of his mouth, Banchero's in the mix for the number one pick.
Yeah, there you go. There you
and
go.
Then just all hell broke loose yet again.
Well, who was he talking to before we got off the air then? Because Orlando was giving you nothing.
Here's the thing. Woj didn't get it wrong. I think he was just lied to. I think Woj was given bad information.
Okay.
And he went with it. And he did that early in the morning yesterday and then realized 12 hours later, he's like, oh boy, maybe I should not have sent that tweet out because this is for real. And it totally corrected.
Yep. Very possible. So everyone wants to talk about it was mispriced. People were continuing to follow the money. You were betting 4-1, 3-1, 2-1. The guy went off in is the favorite. They were still betting him then. They didn't care what the price was. They saw school was out. But you brought it up, and to me, you're the only as far as I know, you're the only guy to mention. Someone's got to say about the dad here on Instagram.
We brought it up yesterday.
I mean, the dad on Instagram putting out number one. Other thing that it could have been, although it didn't work out, but it could have been Thibodeau part two, where somebody was told something about we're taking you here and or an agent and keep it under wraps.
Yeah. So Banchero's dad, again, we had this yesterday on the show, on Instagram, he put up a song that he was listening to on one of his stories, and it was called Number One Overall. It turned out that hint actually hit home and landed, and the whole thing was absolutely fascinating. And the day yesterday, I could not, you know how you get that screen report on your phone? Hey, you average 16 hours a day on your phone this week, whatever the number is. If you could actually go over 24 hours, I think my phone would have been on for more than 24 hours yesterday. I mean, it was just that's nonstop looking for more information. What's the latest with the odds movement? What do we know at this point? Has Woj tweeted anything? Anything new from Jabari's camp or Banchero? What do they know other than the dad would be putting that out on Instagram? And it all came down to what Woj was tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I talked to Matt Youmans yesterday, who does a great job here at VSiN. He was covering the 2013 draft. When Anthony Bennett went number one overall, Matt told me yesterday that he talked to Bennett's agent 10 minutes before the draft started. And his agent told him, I have no clue what's going to happen. He said, we could drop all the way to number 8. Bennett goes number one. It's a repeat last night, but maybe even more extreme.
Okay. What can you compare it to as far as from a betting standpoint? I mean, I don't think we'll ever see anything like this again. You want to bring up the 2016 election. Okay. That's where each candidate was 10-1 at one point. But this, what happened with the number one pick, and then yesterday, in a span of 10 minutes, you have two 20-1 shots that came in.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was another way to make money. Jabari going third.
You had that one.
I had 18-1. I got that Tuesday. Tuesday, I bet.
That was available on Tuesday, huh?
Yes.
Good job,
so
man.
So this was like, if you missed the number one, you could still get in on Jabari going to three. Because I was adamant that Chet was going number two. I just happened to get that right, but I just felt he wants to go there, the camp wants to go there, and there was dirty pool involved. It's like Ivy. I want no part of Sacramento.
Right.
I'm not going. I'm not talking to you. Don't take me. Trade the pick or go with Murray. And people are criticizing the pick, but then again, what are you going to do? I would have traded it. But Ivy wanted no part of Sacramento, and Chet wanted to go to OKC.
And all the information leading into that fourth pick yesterday said Keegan Murray was going to go number four overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that panned out. So it was basically a double whammy, like you said. And I know quite a few books took it on the chin yesterday. And this is one of the reasons why they don't like booking drafts, but I mean...
Yeah, and they're blaming Woj, too. A lot of them.
Well, because, again, he can
Yeah.
Based on one tweet, he shifts everything around.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went with bad information yesterday is what it was. So evidently, I think you're right with the Chet part, is that
there's nothing you can do, though.
There, the agent, they were pushing right. for Oklahoma City. They wanted that the whole time. And that's, you know, and I also was told that the people around Banchero, the agent, relatively new to the game, so might not have that relationship with Woj that many people who are in that racket have had for a long, long time now. Could be part of the deal,
right.
too.
Well, there's nothing you can do if someone lies to you. Mm-hmm. It happened a couple of years ago with the NFL draft with Miami. I know you've interviewed Rick Bucher before, and someone reached out and messed with Rick Bucher years ago regarding a big signing and what a contract could be. The other thing was, apparently Orlando wasn't giving Smith's camp much either.
Yeah,
so there was there was no reason for him to feel good or to lock it up that I'm going number one either.
Yeah, from what I understand, when they got to New York, and this is yesterday, folks, Jabari Smith's camp, they had no word. Like, everybody's still running with it. Jabari's going to go number one overall. And from what I'm hearing, it's like, yeah, we don't know. Or, like, Orlando has not told us we're going number one overall. So, I mean, the whole thing, though, to keep it that tight-lipped, but then, again, for the betting market to get it right, when 20-to-1s were available, maybe even a little bit higher than that over the weekend, and you do that double whammy, Paulie, where it's 20, 25-to-1, a book here in town opened up 16-to-1 on Monday, and then you could have grabbed, like you did, Jabari Smith, 18-to-1 to go third overall. I mean, it takes 10, 15 minutes. It felt to me like Orlando and Houston needed a timeout last night. Like, wait a second here. Yeah. Can we get a TO, please?
Well, if you ever, you know, again, in this day and age of social media and everything, bam, right there, that for them to keep a secret and to do this
amazing.
Long. I mean, because again, I mean, Jay Billis was on the coverage Wednesday with us twice. Oh, it's Jabari. Oh, he's the pick.
Yep.
Right?
He said,
so, I mean, who are you talking to? Because everyone talking to people in the league and every... You cover the league and you ask every single team, what are you hearing? Who's the pick? Jabari. Yep. Jabari.
What did Ryan Russillo say?
He was at the combine.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's on the pine. He's like, there was no talk of anybody else. It was a foregone conclusion. It was Jabari.
Billis, again, yeah. The question was, is Banchero going to go number one? Could he go number one? He goes, not this year. It's not going to happen. On our show Wednesday, it will not happen. It's going to be Jabari Smith or maybe even Chet Holmgren. And he said, in most other years, Banchero could go number one. Not this year. Well, again, the betting market got it right.
Incredible.
And you can say whatever you want about Woj. Mm-hmm. He had the information wrong. He went with some bad info there. And maybe that's the first time that he's ever gotten something wrong like that.
Yep. Save for the flavor. The other one, go to VSiN.com and check out the article, too, about the. You mean it'll take you 20 minutes to explain all the line movement since Sunday.
Yep.
What happened, as you ran that down Tuesday on the show beautifully as well.
Yeah, Ben Falk did a good job recapping it. And I know others here on the network. Drew Dinsick was all over this as well. Crackman, I know he tweeted out what he did at a book here in town when they opened up 16-to-1. He got down a nice bet on that. But the only way that this was not the same as the 2016 election, like you said, like both Trump and Clinton were, what, minus $15 in the same night, like within 90 minutes?
Yeah.
What's the highest number that you saw on Jabari on the take back once Paulo became favored and then books took it off the board?
It was up there. But that was, what did you see?
I didn't see more than like 2-to-1.
Really?
Yeah, I did not.
Okay.
But it was an avalanche, dude.
But Paulo was 20-to-1 to go one and yep. Jabari was as high as 20-to-1 to go three.
And when that happened last night from like 4:30 until 6 o'clock out here, Patrick Mahomes could have been traded. And it would have been, it would have been a blip on my radar. Like, I'll catch up on that later on.
Yeah, right.
Don't care. I'm buried right now in the NBA draft.
And then Terry goes to Chicago. He was 25-to-1.
How about that?
The Terry kid went to Chicago.
Yep.
There was another one.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We will recap more of the draft, some of these long bombs that came in last night during the event on Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
One for the ages. Follow to go number one. 20-1, 18-1. Price is all over the place, but that was the high. Jabari to go third, as high as 20-1. 18-1 was available Tuesday. DraftKings had 7-1 not that long ago either, midweek. Terry to go to the Bulls, 25-1. Murray to be drafted 4, plus 145. Ivy to go 5th, plus 225. I will say this. I mean, it is sad when they lose and they cry. But the bookmakers did a pretty good job, though. Mathurin, 6.5, went 6th. Jang was 11.5, went 11th. Sharp was 7.5, went 7th. Daniels was 7.5. Eason was 17.5, went 17th. Jang to go to the Knicks, 11-1. That's another big ticket that cashed, too. Sure. Then the trade happened, and that was all craziness
so
there as
hold
well.
On. OKC gave up 3 first-round picks for him?
I guess that's what it was. Well, we couldn't get information on that. What happened there?
It took like an hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did they get for compensation?
I'm stunned. I know that they have this treasure trove of picks coming up, but 3 for this guy? They like him that much?
Yeah.
Guys, don't waste them all.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Great mix as always. This is in honor of the game tonight. This is Sidney Crosby. 2 minutes for Ruffy. There you go. The dog in the box, got the hockey stick, the helmet. And he's right there hanging out.
Sidney Crosby, okay.
That's what they call him.
All right.
It's a good-looking dog. And another good-looking dog, a beagle. He's looking, he's like, a little help here. I'd like to play. Like, how you doing? How's your day going? He's staring out the window, and the guy's straight ahead in the back seat. He won't give him the time of day. He's whining. Look at this guy. He's focused. It's like, hey, buddy, how you doing? You want to hang out later?
It's a fake dog, by the way.
Nothing. Can't get anything from him.
Well, that I mean, yeah. No. I didn't notice it at first.
Now, yeah. Look at this. I mean, is this guy a professional or what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that 12 dogs they're walking?
I'm
I think it's a guy. They're walking 12 dogs at the same time?
It'll take me all show to do a head count here.
Oh, my God, that's impressive. But, I mean, if there's a squirrel or something, he's got a problem.
If you have one rogue dog,
oh, absolutely,
it's over.
Yeah, forget about it. You are in deep doo-doo. And this Bora Bora, huh? Where are you going on vacation?
Dream come true, huh?
Look at that. Look at that scene. It's where you're staying on, literally on the water, where you're staying in your little cabana.
Yeah, and from what I understand, very inexpensive to go there.
Bora Bora is another shot. Paradise. Look at that view. Huh? View porn? Good Twitter site? Isn't that something? View porn and house porn? Yep. What a scene that is. That is awesome. Bad for the books. Davis. 9.5 and 10.5 was available.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it was. Right. Bam, right in the middle, 10. Murray, from 6.5 to 5.5 under minus $3. School was out on that, too.
You know that he was still plus 140, plus 145 yesterday. I'm talking like afternoon, not that long before the draft, to go fourth.
Yes, yes. Sohan, from 13 down to 12, and 12 under minus 155. Everyone loved him, and he went ninth.
That was Seth Greenberg on our show this week. Said this kid's going to go really, really high.
Lose some would be Liddell from Ohio. How about that?
I'd say.
His prop was in the 20s. He went 41st. Some bad beats. You have to laugh, right? The A's were plus 120. This is how you lose 110 games. And you go 8-28 at home. It's 1-0 Oakland in the ninth. Seattle scores twice. They don't get a hit. Four walks, two wild pitches.
Two wild pitches did the job. Yeah,
that's how they won the game.
Oh, by the way, Montas had a no-no.
Yeah, that too.
What, through seven?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Braves run line, plus 120. 7-1 in the fifth. 7-5 in the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. Jock goes, yeah. 7-6 final. And Astros, plus 120. Team of destiny. 6-3, bottom of the ninth. The Yankees get four to walk it off. 15 in a row at home.
And was that Judge's MVP moment? Forget all the home runs so far.
Well, he's going to probably get, that's going to help him in arbitration today. He's looking for $21
million. That's right.
How about that? We can't cut the bike in half? He wants 21. They're going to offer him 17. The arbitrator has to pick one. He can't go 19?
No. That's,
he has to go 17
or
21.
Egos get involved. I need this much. No, I'm not going to give that. By the way, that scene last night when he hit that game-winning shot. Actually, it was the three-run shot by Hicks.
Hicks and then the walk-off.
That was a soccer match at Yankee Stadium. That was a college football game. That crowd was going bonkers.
Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
I can't get over the event yesterday.
No.
How good that was.
And how high Jabari got when we got off the air. And then how high Paulo got. And then Woj, this is going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, some other guys go in the first round. Christian Braun out of Kansas was plus 250. And the kid from UCLA, he went 30th.
Watson?
He was 5-1. He barely played last year.
Yeah, right. He had a so-so year. I'll give him, was it Kevin O'Connor? Somebody liked him and said he was going to go in the first round.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think
that was a nice tip then.
But that's, yeah, right.
Kennedy Chandler fell. I saw, maybe I was told that he was going to go like in the early 20s. So he went 38th. So I think that he fell a little bit. I know people like him a lot. But just overall, again, how many times is that going to happen? I mean, forget about the NFL draft for a minute, because that took off with Walker and that was a one-way street. Once the jury was out.
Yes.
In April this year. Can this ever happen again? I guess so, because it happened in 2013.
I don't think so. How can you keep a secret like that? I mentioned several times this week about the Chargers with Bosa, that nobody had that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be able to keep a secret other than what the dad put on Instagram. But, I mean, it's one thing to say it was mispriced, but to say it was mispriced and we're still betting it. And I know Crack said even 3-1 was a good price, that you thought there was a chance. But people were laying it, you know, like Pesci in Casino. You thought I was laying it?
I
mean, this is – then you're taking Paulo, forget about the 18, 15, 10-1 – you're laying $1.50, $2, $3, whatever, that this was going to happen.
So I want to read this tweet that John sent me last night, middle of the first round, and he was talking about Woj, and he asked, I wonder if these insiders have strict rules from their employers on betting games. Well, I think at this point we know that Woj is not exactly firing on games. He made that clear a couple months ago when his stance on sports betting came out. But this, I thought, was a good analogy. When he said, we saw Ridley get a season, and he can't affect a game spread like Woj can for these draft props. And he's absolutely right. So what, Calvin Ridley is making a couple of parlays on his, you know, while he's on IR at a legal sports book. It means nothing to us for the most part. It's a juicy story. Uh-oh, what does he have, inside information? No, he doesn't. But Woj doing this, how he completely impacted everything. I saw a message, this was sent to me last night from a sports book director. The text was, I hate Woj.
Yeah.
Hate this guy. And clearly.
Well, he's doing his job. He got lied to.
Oh, no, I know that. But look.
He's not the only one that could do that, though. I mean, if Adam Schefter comes out on a Sunday morning, my sources are telling me Brady's out today,
mm-hmm.
and then he plays, what do you think that would do?
That would move.
Oh, there
I
you
mean,
go.
That would come to, let's say they're lane what? Who knows? Let's say they're lane seven. So it comes way down from that and then goes all the way back up to seven once we find out. I mean, it'll be bedlam.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly in this sport, I mean, this guy's word is solid as oak until last night.
Yeah. Did a hell of a job, too. I guess Shams had a better night. But Woj,
from what I understand, yeah.
I mean, let's say, so Jabari would go third, and as soon as the pick was in and Silver walked off the stage, Woj would tweet out who number four was. And it would go on and on and on like that.
Some people were keeping track of who was actually getting them. I think it was faster. And at one point, I think it was Shams 19-11. But here's the deal, too. It's tough, the balance, because I want to get
information. Woj is on television, though,
I know,
too,
so I know. I want to see all this stuff happening on Twitter at the same time, but I don't want it to break in front of me. Like, I want it to actually happen in real time on TV. So that part of it is tough to balance out. Because you can't bet this stuff live anyway in Las Vegas, so.
Well, it's easy to say, though, too, but this week was the ultimate Nigel Seeley moment. Don't be a moron, put more on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You take a shot, I mean, if you can cash two 20-to-1s in one night.
Yeah, that's,
Jesus,
I mean,
or 10-to-1s, whatever you could get.
Yeah, some people that reached out to me in the morning said I can still grab like around 3-to-1, and I'm like, it's not that bad. And then later on in the day, I'm like, look, it's too big of a mystery. I don't know what's going to happen at this point.
Right, and we'll also see what you're made of. You want to make the drive to Arizona? You want to? Well, how far will you go for that good number? How far will you? Will you drive? Will you drive an hour for A&W?
It was worth it to some. I know
absolutely.
That.
No kidding.
Very much so.
What a time to be alive. What a racket.
What a day. Honestly, what an event.
The best part might be the bookmakers crying. There, we got beat. Now, gee whiz, it's a casino. People got to win sometime. I mean, that's just like, come on.
Yep.
Every time these guys,
I know.
It's like when they have a bad Sunday in the NFL.
Yep.
Oh, they got us good here. Oh, the Sunday game.
Rough one.
Yeah.
All right, whether you're cheering on Tampa Bay or Colorado, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for the latest odds, promotions, and boosts throughout the finals, every game of the playoffs. Log in to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook and place three $10 same-game parlays to receive a free $10 bet. Claim your free Bet Rivers bet for the Game 5 matchup on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Up next, I thought it was a peculiar pick near the end of the first round, but I will tell you why the Warriors' first round pick should scare the daylights out of people. Coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN Summer Specials here, less than 2 months away from the NFL Hall of Fame game. I'm ready. You ready? $19, you get everything we have to offer. Get the video stream whenever you want it. Point spread weekly, every edition. Daily best bet email. You need that. Could have made a lot of money this week. Every guest, every host, $19 through July 31st, VSiN.com/summit. Let's go. I feel like Mitch Moss. I cashed an 18-to-1. How about it? About time.
Well,
my ship came in.
What do you think of this tweet? Good job by you again. Ben Fowkes here at VSiN. Again, his story is up at VSiN.com, recapping what took place and how bad it was. And some bettors got ahead of the curve, obviously, last weekend. Caesars told Ben that their market for the 2022 NBA draft number one overall pick did 10 times more handle than this year's NFL draft number one market. That's
astonishing.
The NFL we're talking about
here,
folks.
I know. Perfect storm, though, too. You know, it's also, you know, how many people know? How many people just thought, okay, it's mispriced, I have to bet this, like Crack said, and Whale Capper as well. Or was it also maybe some people in the Magic organization knew, and they tell a friend, and they tell a friend, and someone tells Paulo and his dad, and then they tell a friend, and they, hey, go to Vegas, by the way, or go to wherever.
Well,
bet Rivers, DraftKings, and get something on this, too. I mean,
yeah, and then you start to put the puzzle together a little bit, and you're like, wait a second here. Reports are saying that Chet would not give Orlando his medicals. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you can maybe draw a line through him. And then, you know, that Smith has really not heard anything from the Magic either. Well, that's kind of odd. And then there are three guys at the top of the draft before they drops off to a tier number two. And then you could find Banchero at 10, 12, 20, 16 to 1 here in town. Maybe 25 was available as well.
The tweet's lunacy. Remember, the draft was here. What if the NBA draft was here and this just happened? I mean, how many people would just play like walking through? Yeah, okay, I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
Right? And there wasn't even a lot on there. I mean, a lot of places just had the number one pick, and that was it. Some places didn't even book it.
Oh, what are we looking at here now? Okay,
didn't even happen.
Yeah, this is, all right, the Rookie of the Year marker. We're going to go in fresh to this. Good. I have not seen these numbers yet. So, Banchero is your favorite, number one pick. Okay, 3-1. Jabari plus 350. Chet plus 475. We're doing this again live here, running it right down. Ivy is 5-1 with the Pistons. How about some of the moves the Pistons made yesterday?
They had a good draft.
You got to like what they did.
Yes.
Keegan Murray with the Kings at 8-1.
No shot.
Yeah, eliminate the Kings.
With that organization.
Yeah. What about Mathurin to the Pacers? At 12-1.
Okay, yeah, not bad.
At that number?
I have to rule out Sharp. He's just not going to get enough shots.
Not with Lillard coming back, I wouldn't think. No.
And Simmons, no.
The first guy that jumps off the page again here, going in for the first time seeing these numbers, would be Benedict Mathurin with the Pacers at 12-1. I will clearly have to give this much more thought. The A.J. Griffin pick, I lost that bet. I had him under 11.5.
Yeah.
I thought that Griffin and Mark Williams were going to go higher than what they did from Duke. And he's 25-1 by the Hawks, though. Another small guard.
I lost Malachi, too, because Seth Greenberg said, I'm confident on our show that he would go between 10 and 13, and that didn't happen.
No, that's right.
I had Sharp over 7.5, too. That was no good.
And then how about the strangest thing of the entire night, OKC took two different Jalen Williams, spelled differently?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the deal with why I think the league needs to be freaking out a little bit about the Warriors pick at 28. And I say that because, well, first of all, look at the players that they have drafted recently and how they've developed them. Hello, Jordan Poole, the latest guy. Patrick Baldwin was formerly the number one player in his draft class. He went to Wisconsin-Milwaukee to play for his dad.
Yeah.
He went from the former number one player at one point in his draft class to having a disastrous freshman season. He was awful. My family's from that state. They pay attention to a lot of high school and college basketball all the time. They're like, I can't believe he went there, and Mitch, he's struggling every single game. Does not look good.
That's a tough scene.
So why would the Warriors take him 28th overall?
Yeah.
For that team to see something in a player like that, I'm like, there's something here that we're clearly missing. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt, Paulie.
Well, it's not just Poole. It's Peyton. It's also Looney. Just go back. They got Draymond Green in the second round. Klay Thompson went 11th.
Bingo.
Jimmer went before him.
Yes, that's right.
Sacramento, you buffoons. And then Wiseman. How about a number two pick in a draft? Doesn't even play.
Yeah.
They still have him in their back pocket.
Exactly right.
So they actually could go out and make a big trade. Maybe they get Durant, bring him home. I mean, that's something. But that's the other thing. That's why yesterday was awesome. Because you also had the Woj bomb about the Kyrie business, too. So, I mean, what a week for Kevin Durant. So now you have Kyrie has a list of sign-and-trade destinations if they can't come to terms on a new deal. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, and Sixers are among the teams on his list. Now, they don't have the cap space, but then again, people aren't mentioning this enough. He's a lunatic. He can opt out inside the mid-level. That's why this Laker thing could happen. And he's been talking to LeBron, according to reports. If anyone's going to walk away from $30 million, it's this guy who just wouldn't take a shot and cost himself $17 million and a shoe deal.
Yeah, he walked away from $17 million this year, essentially. And so if he wants to do this, he will. I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if Kyrie plays for like three or four more teams before his career is over with. kind of who he is. He's a nomad.
Oh, sure, Boston. I mean, our friends on Nesson. Oh, yeah, I'd love to stay and retire here if you'll have me.
Yeah.
A couple months later. I don't know if I'm coming back.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That's how he is. And then he disappeared on the Nets, too, for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I'm sure they're sick of his song and dance. You throw out Dallas, it's a horrible fit. That's not going to happen. They have Luka. The Sixers, come on, with Harden, and that's not going to work either. Lakers could work. I don't think the Clippers would do it. You have Powell, Kawhi, and George. Maybe Miami. Maybe Riley wants a star, although this guy's been living off one shot. I think the Knicks, you have to make a move if that could happen. But
what would the Heat have to give up?
You go hero and picks.
Begin hero picks and maybe throw in someone else?
I would go that much. I don't have to do that. The guy's unreliable.
I know he is. That's the beauty of this thing. Like, how far over the top will a team go, actually? But I think that's the part that makes the most sense.
Imagine if it's just Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is stuck now in the Nets. Because Durant could leave, too. He's looking at his options. He has to.
Well, I mean, if there's a player in recent times to have major regret over anything, it's this guy.
Of all people.
It's him.
Of all people. Right?
To team, yes. First of all, the group that you left.
Right.
To team up with Kyrie Irving.
G. Gordon Liddy was a lunatic. But what he did for Nixon and all this, it's like, what are you doing here? I mean, you're going to go to the mat for this guy like that?
Yeah.
All these people? I mean, come on, Durant. The situation you left, and then to team up with this guy, of all people.
So do you think, look at this now, the tweet from Shamsen. Durant monitoring the net situation, considering options for his future as well. I mean, what a ticking time bomb this whole thing is with this organization. But I don't think this guy is the type of person who's going to be okay with Kyrie leaving and then him saying, yeah, put it all on my back. Right? I'll carry the team. I want to be good. It's going to be Ben Simmons as me. Saddle up, partner. Let's ride.
What do you think happens?
Well, your idea, because
he has a figure of what he wants and what he expects, and they're not even close.
I need to know what the Lakers are going to eventually do with Russell Westbrook. That's not going to be easy, as I told you earlier. Now there's a report that one team in the NBA laughed at him.
Well, that's one team.
Yeah, that's going to be many teams, Paul. To offer Westbrook and Tucker and what?
A 2027 first and maybe a 2029 first.
That's a hard pass.
How about this? You want to get nuts? How about I trade Anthony Davis?
Or?
Maybe I get Durant. Maybe I trade Westbrook.
And
or I could package Davis too. Yeah. The stuff you can go through in your head now.
I'd be game for that. If you told me that a trade for, like, Davis for Durant is on the table, sign me up for that.
I'll give you Davis and Westbrook. And then you give me, you know,
well, but then the money, how is that going to, how about Davis and Westbrook for Kyrie and Durant?
Yeah. Don't forget the other thing, too, but they insisted, because they were his buddy. When Kyrie and Durant went to Brooklyn, they also would get DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they traded Allen. Good player.
Yes, that's right.
That's another one. Right.
The buddy system there.
Oh, God. What a story.
Well, I mean, see.
This is nuts.
And that's the best idea that I've heard on Kyrie so far, is that it's plausible, knowing who he is, where he could be like, no, I'm going to pass. I'm going to take the mid-level. I'm good with that.
You sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to punt on $17 million. Who's to say you're just like, I wanted a situation.
Paul, flatter, needed time off during the insurrection.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Told the team, give me some time. I can't handle this.
Wouldn't tell him when he was coming back.
No, I had no idea.
He's on Zoom meetings at local council meetings, hanging out. There he is, right? Man about town. Oh, God. I mean, the possibilities are endless here. Durant back to OKC. Westbrook to Brooklyn. I mean, Durant to Memphis.
Well, yet
just
again.
Just think about who has picks and talent.
As always.
And young talent.
The NBA offseason should be fireworks. Mm-hmm. Could be anyway. For a long time, the offseason was better than the regular season. Maybe that's going to be the case again this year. Up next, big game tonight, Stanley Cup Final. Eddie Olczyk will join the program. Is this it? Is it the end of the line for the Lightning? Or do they extend and go back to Tampa for a Game 6? We'll ask him coming up next.
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, this is really cool. We do have a Game 5 tonight in the Stanley Cup. For the final and the cup, Eddie Olczyk kind of have to wake up early with us here on TNT and join the program. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, Mitch, Paulie, always great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what do you think happens tonight now? One day in between these games, and they travel back from Tampa all the way to Denver for this. First of all, do you like that here, or should they spread it out a little bit more?
I guess full disclosure, you know, back in 94, I was a small part of the team with the Rangers that eventually won the Stanley Cup in 94. And in between, we played our worst game in about 4 months in game 6 in Vancouver when we had a 3-1 series lead. And all of a sudden now it's 3-3. We had 2 days off in between game 6 and game 7. And I really believe that played to our favor. Mm. Now, I think the momentum aspect of it, you know, the thin air part of it, you know, where Tampa's going back into the thin air in Denver, I think that's factual. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do to go into Denver because of the mile high and whatever. And, you know, the Avalanche obviously live there and train there and play there. So that certainly plays into it. I mean, would I like to see them spread it out a little bit longer? Yeah, probably. And I think maybe in this world we're all living in, and, you know, with the schedules and everything, you know, I mean, how much longer do you want to play the game 7 on the 4th of July? Probably not. So I think that probably plays into it. And two, look at building availability, right? I mean, look at game 1 was on a Wednesday. They opened up game 1 and then they had the 2 days off before they ended up playing game 2. So perfect world. Yeah. I'd like to see it, you know, a 2 day for travel, but it is what it is. And I thought the Avs in 5 and, we'll see if that comes to fruition. It comes to fruition tonight.
The coach usually sets the tone, and Cooper was distraught after game four. Yeah. Does that carry over? And what do you think about the controversy with what happened in overtime with the Kadri goal?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But also, too, for John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, they had a situation last year. I remember I was doing the game in Tampa, and it was against the Islanders, and it was a shorthanded goal where they ended up having, you know, I picked it up right away and showed it, you know, perfectly where, you know, they did change a little bit early. But that's what happens in the second period because you're in it, or the overtime, the first overtime, Paulie, is that your bench is the farthest away from your defensive zone. So it becomes a mad scramble. And what happened the other night was, look at the Avalanche. I mean, they were exactly that. I mean, it was one way and it was just inevitable. And then Tampa was in. Look at both teams had too many guys out there, you know, and look at people want to, you know, you want to look at it and point at it. Yeah, look at it's fair, but the shoe has been on, you know, the skate has been on both feet for the Tampa Bay Lightning over the course of the last couple of years. One good, one bad, and I'm sure there's other times. But that play happened a lot in the National Hockey League, especially in the first overtime and in that second period with the long change. So I get it. I know, you know, look at, you know, he's working the next call. I think that's, there's no doubt. I mean, that's what part of the coach's job is, the communication, whether it is, you know, behind closed doors with the supervisors or with the National Hockey League or with the referees working the game, or when you, you know, when you play that hand, you know, you open yourself up, and he certainly has done that. But look at, his team is down, and, you know, maybe it deflects a little bit of, you know, kind of them being down 3-1 and people aren't talking really about anything else. And just, it seems like the last 24, 48 hours, that's all it's been talked about.
You think they finish them off tonight? So I want to take a couple what if scenarios. Sure. If they win this game, they're 16-3 in the playoffs. And also, I mean, you played against, about the Gretzky Oilers. Remember, they had to get rid of the coincidental miners. They were so good. How good is this power play?
Yeah, they have, Paulie, they have options everywhere. They just, they're very, very rarely you see them standing still. I mean, you have people that are always moving around. You have the ability for one-timers moving the puck from one side of the ice to the other, be able to make it past 50, you know, 55, 60 feet. Have an option there. And then, you know, when you have the speed of Makar and McKinnon out there, and look at those guys play that power play, the 2-minute power play. I mean, they're out there probably 75% of the time, and they have the puck the majority of it. So the options are very lethal, and they've got obviously a boatload of confidence. And, you know, you could have two goaltenders in there and they're going to somehow find a way to put the puck in the back of the net because their confidence level right now is through the roof. So, you know, their entries, it's such an important part of a power play. And again, when you get a power play, you start off in the offensive zone. But if you do have to go chase the puck down or whatever, they have the ability to be able to enter the zone. And to me, that's the key, is that if Tampa, and they're so good, and they are, look at Tampa is very good shorthanded. They have been over the years under John Cooper. But I think if they can find a way to maybe just impede them a little bit more on their entries, you kill the clock, maybe you get an opportunity to get a shorty or whatever and take advantage of that. But they're probably, like, coaches talk about it all the time. You got to stay out of the penalty box. I mean, you know, he's on the game on television. Well, let's stay out of the box. Their power play is pretty salty. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Eddie Olczyk, our guest, talking Stanley Cup game five tonight of the final between the Avalanche and the Lightning. So game four, Eddie, was the first time in the series that the game stayed under the total of six. The first three games went over. How do you envision the game flow here? Do you think Tampa's going to be a little tight tonight because it's like, uh-oh, back's against the wall, we can't make any mistakes? Or do they come out with their hair on fire like they did in game three when they beat them 6-2?
Well, I think their success in this series, Mitch, to the heart of your question, is they've gotten back in this series by playing with their hair on fire and fighting fire with fire. I don't think, and again, I know the game was 3-2, and as that game went on, Colorado, look at, I mean, I was, Colorado was on their heels, which I was a little bit surprised at, so to speak, where they only had, what, two shots for the first, you know, 18, 19 minutes of the first period, whatever it was. But I think is that you have to, again, I think Colorado certainly is going to, because I think they know what's on the line, right? Like, I think they understand is that they're going to come out and try to win the game, in the first period. I don't think you're going to be able to do that, but that's the mindset. You're sitting there going, hey, look, we got a chance to win a Stanley Cup here, and let's go out here and try to get two or three in the first period. And I think you want to put Tampa on your heels. But I think Tampa responds. There's no doubt that they will. The interesting thing from the, you know, from the total aspect of this in this game is that, you know, I could see a couple of empty netters at the end, you know, at the back door and come in over the six, you know, because if you are down, I'm just using a number as example, say you are down 4-1 or you're down, you know, 3-1 or whatever, and, you know, 3 minutes left to go and you don't have a lot going, all of a sudden somebody gets a token ENG, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, and then you keep pressing and you keep, you know, you never stop, and you know you can get a couple in a minute. So I would keep that in the back pocket of how you're watching that game tonight. But, you know, I kind of look at, I thought the other night, I mean, I thought that game could have easily went over the total with a couple of the opportunities that were had in the second and third period. But look at, let's give Kemper some love here. You know, like this guy,
he was great.
Back. You know, yep. he made a couple of dynamite saves to give his team an opportunity, because easily, Mitch and Paul, that game could have been, at any point in that game, it could have been a 2 or 3 goal lead for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But Kemper found a way to give his team an opportunity, and now he's building off a lot of confidence. I didn't like the Hedman goal, honestly. Paulie, I don't know what you thought about it. I mean,
terrible.
Skating one way, and he throws a backhand the other way, and you know, maybe he was expecting a fastball, and all of a sudden, you know, it kind of came in as a little bit of a slider. But, you know, he was on a short leash. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but he was able to find a way and get it done. And one thing I was looking, guys, a couple of plays for some of your listeners and people watching. I saw that, I mean, look, at Kadri coming back is huge. He's going to be feeling way better now. I saw him. I saw some of the individual props there as far as points and I think assists or whatever, like over over a half. I think I saw plus +150.
Okay.
Man, oh man, I thought that was something that was, you know, that was really enticing. And also I saw Victor Hedman over a half a point. I saw it was like -140 at some places. So those might be two things that I'll be looking at and just watching and seeing if we can, you know, if we can come through.
There you go. Very cool. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Eddie. Yeah. Eddie, well, a minute left. I love that 94 Ranger team. How did you guys celebrate, and how long did you go before you didn't pay for a meal or a beer in New York?
Well, if I was a drinker, I think I'd probably still be on that free tab. But dinners and stuff, yeah. I mean, anytime I go back to New York, there's not a time I don't go back to New York and people thank me. Look, I was a very small part of a team that won that championship. But look, every player gets a Stanley Cup. And for me, as you guys know, I'm a big horse guy.
Yep.
I got a chance to take the Stanley Cup to Belmont Park and meet Gopher Jim, who won the Derby that year in 94. Nick Zito, we took it out to the racetrack and spent the whole day there and enjoyed it with all the hockey and horse racing, the Pucks and Ponies fans in New York. And that's how I celebrated my 24 hours with the Stanley Cup.
That's terrific. Eddie, you're the best. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you for the time.
Hey, guys, keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
Me too. There you go. Eddie Olczyk.
There you go. With some picks, too.
I know. How do you like that?
Great point about the empty net scenario.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Sean Devaney covers the NBA. He'll join us next. When did the media know Banchero was going #1 overall?
The BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.